This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. I'm on the edge of the Arctic Circle with Bishop William Gordon, whose parish is the whole vast, beautiful state of Alaska. Bishop Gordon pilots his own single-engine four-seater plane to reach his parishioners. Bishop, will you tell me something about your parishioners, please?
One of our most interesting parishioners is a man who was a member of our executive board of the district, who lived with his father and mother and five brothers and sisters along the Keokuk River.
What race is he?
He's an Indian. They live about 100 miles from the nearest village in the winter in a trapping camp. And in the spring, the father left the mother and these three children, who were 2, 4, and 5 years old, to go downriver to our mission to bring the two older children back from school. And the day after he left, the mother became very suddenly ill and died in the night, leaving these three children, the oldest five. The nearest person was at least 100 miles away, but the little 5-year-old boy took responsibility and watched over his brother and sister there for a day or two. They lived off of oatmeal that the little 5-year-old cooked. About a week later, one of our missionaries came along and found them, and they were raised in our mission station at Anvik.
Yes, it's an extraordinary story.
But it's an indication of the ingenuity of the Alaskan people, who are able to survive under incredible conditions that they consider rather normal in most cases.
Do the Eskimos make holes in the ice and fish through the holes like we believe that they do?
Yes, some, but most of their fishing is by net in the summertime, although there is still some fishing through the ice. But the Indians do much more fishing than the Eskimos. The Eskimos live mostly off animals of the sea, seals and walrus and polar bear and ugruks and whales rather than fish.
I suppose nobody ever falls through the ice, do they? It's so thick.
Well, it happens more than once, particularly in the springtime. In fact, I fell through myself once when I was traveling by dog team. When I served an Eskimo mission on the coast, I had 5 stations, 500 miles up and down the Arctic coast, and the only means of transportation I had was dog team. Mm. And the first trip I ever took by myself, I went 80 miles down to the little village of Kivalina, and to go from Point Hope to Kivalina, you have to go around a big cape called Cape Thompson. And in the winter, when the ice is frozen hard on the ocean, it's not too complicated. But in the fall, when the ice goes in and out with the wind, sometimes you have to go way back into the hills to get around. Well, the Eskimos know how to tell how strong the ice is by the color of it, but my experience was a little limited even after 2 years of travel. So I rather brashly ventured out on this ice after it got dark, and I went about 2 miles around and went up over the pile, a big pile of ice with my dogs, and came down the other side, and the sled cracked through a hole and got caught under the edge of the ice. And when I went up front to put my weight on the ice to try to lift the sled out, the whole pan broke, and I fell in the water, and it was about 15 below zero. But fortunately, my dogs didn't fall through. But I tried to climb out along the edge, and every time I'd put my weight on the ice, it would break off again. So finally, the only thing I could do was to get behind the sled and pull down on it and force it up to the edge of the ice. And then I called to my dogs, and they pulled me out of this water and pulled me about 100 feet while I was still lying down until I was sure I was on strong ice. But of course, my clothes were soaked. I had on fur parkee and sealskin pants, and I was 8 miles from the nearest shelter. So I had to run for about an hour and a half behind the dogs until I got to the other side of this cape, and then I dug out a little abandoned sod house and finally got inside and warmed up. But it was one of the more memorable experiences of my life, and now I don't travel after dark on the ice.
Bishop, what do you think it means to the people in these Arctic villages when you appear?
Well, it's not who I am as a person, but what I represent. They think of the congregation in their own community, but the bishop represents the whole family of the church, not only in Alaska, but all over the world, and so it is very meaningful.
Bishop William J. Gordon of the Episcopal Diocese, which covers the whole of Alaska. This is Eric Robinson in Alaska, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches. Presented in the public interest by this station.